Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yakub Karhi Rahmetullahi Aleyh. One of the leading Kulia of his time. He says, in my initial years, I found some level of laziness within me. I didn't find the drive, the charge that would desire, that will drive you, that will move you. I didn't find this. And this happens to almost all people, that at some point they find that there is no drive. And when there is no drive, then one would experiment with everything. Experiment one thing, second thing, third thing. Sometimes you may think, perhaps it's my guna. Sometimes you may think it's my laziness. Sometimes you may think that someone did something to me. Your mind goes in all directions. I don't see the charge in me. I want to come and I want to come right, but I don't see the drive. So what's the reason? He says, when this thought struck me, so I started with Nafal Roza. Perhaps the Nafal Roza will build the charge, will build the motivation drive in me. So Deen is not a speculation. Once around 1982 or 81, was coming up this whole year, the Jummah Namaz was coming up. So there was a Qari Sahib, he was accompanying me. So I explained to him what is the fazilat, what is the virtue of ghusl on a Friday, going on foot and applying itar, good clothes, coming early to the masjid. So he says, no, no. The Jannat is just a luck. Put a luck and you get it right. Something must just happen and your luck struck and you just got it. So at times, see, your reasoning is not right. If the reasoning was right, then this book of Fadail, the virtues of actions, there was no need for that book. You do this and your reward is multiplied 27 times. You will do this and that namaz will be multiplied 70 times. You will do this action and for every step you will get the sawab of roza and sawab for qiyamul layl. So all this whole treasure of hadith that's got to do with virtue, etc., will have no meaning then. So what you are saying is not right. Understand? In fact, when you are doing a deed, then with that frame of mind, I do this and Allah will give you this. That's what he wants. Ihtisab, he wants you to do it, therefore he's asking you that do it and I'll give you this reward. So you must do it with that frame of mind, that I'll do this and Allah Ta'ala, out of His mercy, out of His grace, He will bless me with this. I will look for my parents, for my family, or treat them well, and Allah Ta'ala will give me an extension in life, give me a barakat in my sustenance, as I do good for my parents, for my family, for my household, and be good for them. So He wants you to have these expectations. The expectation of people, that's all. The serious misdemeanors, expectation of people. Most of the troubles, the depression, etc., starts off here where our expectations are with people. قَدْ يَئِسُوا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. There's an ayat of the Quran Sharif, that those that don't believe in the hereafter, they don't believe in the hereafter, then they are the ones that suffer despondency. They are the ones that suffer depression. لا يرجون لقاء لا يرجون لقائه. But just get that ayat, right? والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه. Then أولئك يئسون من رحمتي. والذين كفروا بآياته ولقائه. Under Ramadan, so there's more recitation, right? So those ayats begin to flash. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِهِ. But just look at this. See, the Quran Sharif, it's a book of law. That's the way of how Allah is going to deal with you. Now, you look at it, that, was the levels of depression as high as ever as it is now presently? So what is the reason? See, this verse, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِهِ وَلِقَائِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِن رَحْمَتِي. Either they reject Allah Ta'ala, or they reject the hereafter, or they reject the both. You reject Allah Ta'ala, or you reject the hereafter, or you reject the both. If you are believing in Allah Ta'ala, then your belief will tell you that Allah will make things happen. Not now, this one, you went through one experience, it's not, Allah will make something work. Now, minus the belief in the hereafter, then what are you supposed to be longing for? You know, what are you supposed to be expecting? You don't believe in Allah at all, right? So when you don't believe in Allah at all, then can you be longing for anything? Can you have any expectation? So you don't have any longing, then you must fall into the abyss of depression. Okay, now I've got nothing to hold on to. Where must I go? No, nothing, no pillar of support, absolutely nothing, nothing to hold me on. So that is for the kafir. But the mu'min has the support. What is the support? I have the expectation. In who? In Allah Ta'ala. In the one whose treasures never deplete. If all humanity, from Adam alayhi salam till the end, multiplied trillion and trillion times, compared to the mercy, the grace of Allah Ta'ala, is not a drop in the ocean. So can you imagine now the treasures? It's so much and so much and so much. All the wealth and humanity and all that, compared to the treasure of Allah Ta'ala. So when I got this treasure, then what's the need for me to be depressed? If I don't get it here, I'll get it inshallah, in the hereafter. So that's why one great alim, he says, when I get up in the morning, then I recite four verses concerned of what happens to me. I just recite these four verses, but I'm not bothered of what happens. The first verse, إِيَّمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرِّنْ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِ. If Allah Ta'ala wants good for you, nobody can turn it away. And if he wants to hurt you, then nobody can stop his. Nobody can stop him from executing his will. يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرِّنْ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ وَيُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَبَّ. Nobody can turn it away. But he decided it must happen on that time, to that person, in that place. It must happen. Now, I can't say now, see, the floods came now, damages. If I had not had, I didn't buy a house, you know, strangely. When the flood just struck, you know, the first minute, you know. So the thought that passed my mind, it will seem that crap city houses, the price will go down, and the prices here will come a little bit up. So you build here and see what happens. See how minds work. But that's not, we're not supposed to be thinking of that. Why are you not supposed to be thinking that? Nuh alayhi salam's son said, when Nuh alayhi salam cautioned him, don't do it. Irkam ma'ana, just come with us. Don't join these kafirs. See the words, don't do the kafirs. Now, you're not supposed to be saying this type of words. Let's learn to coexist. Abraham Accord, right? Stupid things. Again, stupid things. We don't play around with game. For political reasons, don't play around with game. You see, my politics said, I'm giving a front for my political advantages, all right. But now, we use deen for all these things, that's not right. Yeah, Guru Islam is saying, irkam ma'ana la takum ma'al kafirin. Don't do that. How clear it is. You want anything clearer than that? So, the son is saying, sa'awi ilal jabal. I'll take refuge. High place, I'll take refuge. See the crab city? Yeah, right? You see that? Crab city is down, this is a little bit high. So, Nur Islam is saying, bye. You better get things straight. La asim al yawm min amrillahi illa mar rahim. That high and low, that is not the saver. Don't think that high and low will save you. That what will save you is the mercy of Allah. So you need to look for an avenue to get into the mercy so that you become eligible. Don't talk about high and low. Yes, look at now what avenue I must take so that I can secure the mercy of Allah. Are we talking of high and low? So E.M. says, Kallahu bidurrin fala kashi falahu illahu. Wa yuridka bi khairin fala radda li fadli. Yes. Especially in this day, the attack on the iman is very, very severe. So sometimes I think this type of verses is like almost compulsory to read every day. But read with reflection. Don't read this as a routine. You can sit down and read Yasin Shari as a routine and other things as a routine. Don't read it. Read it. Ask someone to just translate it for you. My one friend, now he's late. So he went and met Mr. Didak just a few days before he could pass away. Because he was bedridden. Before that bedridden, he was alright. So Didak used to have that coat, used to wear a coat, you know. They pulled out one card, and in that card was an IELTS. And the tarjuma. He says, see, I'm 80 now. 80 or over 80. I need this type of things for the work that I'm doing. Now, at my age also, I haven't stopped learning. And over 80, see, I will read, I'll take this card, I'll read over and over, maybe 500 times, I get it to my mind. So what we need for our own iman, see, the stronger the iman, the greater the happiness. Just take it from me. The iman is strong, the happiness is great. After all, we're doing everything for what? For happiness. We're doing it for fulfillment. We're doing it for satisfaction. And an easy way is to build and strengthen that iman. As you strengthen the iman, the hope in Allah Ta'ala, the expectation in Allah Ta'ala, and automatically that happiness comes. Whether it's wealth, whether it is poverty, but that iman is strong. When that iman is strong, you'll feel happiness. Then you won't grumble. This person did this, and he did this, and he's like that, and you won't grumble. This grumbling and all that, too much of grumbling is not the right thing. You are inviting. And as though you lost sight of Allah Ta'ala. But He is the control. He is the supreme control. So, think about it. He is the supreme control. Yaqub alayhi salam. He lost the son, right? But then we say, Sabrun Jameel. Wallahu al-Musta'an. I will observe patience. And I'll only ask Allah Ta'ala. He is the helper. Allah, he'll help. So you see, I know I'm going through some tight moments, right? Some difficult moments. But that difficult moment doesn't mean that I've lost sight of Allah Ta'ala. So I will find a difficulty, I'll find the difficulty, but I will just hold on. I won't complain. Wallahu al-Musta'an. Allah Ta'ala will make things. He'll make things right. So the stronger your iman, the greater the fulfillment. One person saw a woman, not very old, but she's making tawaf, right? she would seem to be like amongst the awliya, so calm and so she's so calm and collected. So he asked, but you're so calm and collected, you know, no worry in the world you've got. So you know what I have been through. It was Bakra Eid, and my husband put down a goat and slaughtered it. So my elder son, he put down my younger son, and he is Bakra Eid Deem as well. At the moment he realized that he's killed his brother, he ran away. Now, when he ran away, his father went to look for him. In the meanwhile, that child, he fell from the mountain, he died. And the father, the wolves attacked him and he died. So, had three children, then one child was still crawling, very small crawling, maybe 1 or 2 years of age, crawling. So this son here now, when he saw all this thing happening, all this thing was happening, but the mother became a bit worried, what's going on, what happened to the husband, what happened, they're still finding out. So this child crawled towards the stove and a pot of boiling water. That thing went and pulled that thing and it burned to death. Now all three children, husband, everything died. But it is because of the relationship with Allah Ta'ala, that iman, that you see me so calm, collected and composed, no war in the world. So you want that satisfaction, you want the fulfillment, please, for Allah's sake, don't look for it in the wrong places. We think now that material and accumulation, and that happiness, that satisfaction. I don't say don't have, I don't say don't keep something for the rainy day, keep. But that's not the security, it's not the fulfillment, it is not the satisfaction. Allah bi zikri Allah. That Allah Ta'ala, Allah Pak is entrenched, He's soaked into your heart. To the extent that He's soaked into your heart, everything works out. Everything comes right. So this belief, this iman, has to be strengthened. And in this age, when you look at it, the mind is going in all directions. This thing will make it work, that thing will happen, I'm going to claim here, this bank will make it work, insurance will make it work. So the mind is running everything. But now, when do we turn to Allah Ta'ala? Now, in this crisis, right, the light came back just now, right? Now, do we turn to Allah Ta'ala and do we think, it is Allah Ta'ala, it's His will that it happens? It went His will. And it came, it was His will. Do we think like that? Does any one of us to think that it is the will of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala willed it, and let's offer 2 rakat namaz of shukr, our weakness, we didn't deserve it, but He blessed us with it. Do we think like that? He took it away, let's ask Him. He brought it back, then let's thank Him. Do we think like that? We don't think like that. Say, oh, I think when these people, they don't know how to run a country, this is how we'll say. And we came back here now because of the prospective of the factories here and the pressure, therefore they gave it. So where's Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala doesn't fish anywhere in your life. Allah Ta'ala doesn't fish anywhere. But He willed it, went. He willed it, came back. So this is the first verse that I think of every day. I read every day. And the second verse I recite, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. When Allah Ta'ala opens up, He opens up anything for anybody, and nobody can hold it back. Right? So, He opens up something, increase, someone got extension in life, nobody can stop that, right? Someone got extension in wealth, nobody can stop that. Someone got increase in beauty, right? Nobody can stop that, right? Someone got increase in a beautiful voice. One thing I've noticed, my own observation, I can't be wrong. Two things don't go together, right? Person got a good face, very good, very, very good looking, and very good face, you can't find it. Very seldom you find it. There must be some istisna, right? That a person who's got a very good voice, he can't be very good looking. But you see, nahnu qasamna is a divine distribution. Everybody belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So like he likes you, he likes the person, that person also, he gives him something, he gave you something. But we all know everything, I must give everything, the voice, the looks, the money, everything must come to me. Nahnu qasamna, we distribute it. And remember that we all belong to Allah Ta'ala. When you all belong to Allah Ta'ala, he likes him like he likes you. But he'll give him something, he'll give you something. So now don't complain that why he's got this and why you don't have it. Many times you've got something, he doesn't have it. You've got a nice home, a nice palatial home, you've got, you got a lot of security, you've got wealth. But you may not have that strength that he's got. He's got that strength. He's working now from 7 to 4, right? Hard work, he's working very hard. Perspiring, in the sweat, right? And he only gets about 200, 300 in the day. And he's very happy, he's going, marching. Having a cold shower, marching home, celebrating with his wife and children. And the next day, how your boss, he's so happy. And if I ask you, in the whole day in your business, you only make 300 rand. This is bad. So Allah Ta'ala, it is his distribution. He gives you something, he gives that person something. Look at the overall plan of Allah Ta'ala, and you won't grumble. Within your mind also you won't grumble. Sometimes you may not grumble verbally, but within your mind, hey, things are bad, this is happening now, I need to review what I'm doing. So there's too much of grumbling. You don't offer that level of thanks. And Shaitan, he identified man's weakness. He says, وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. So where I'll cause man to fall off, that he doesn't have that level of gratitude. He needs to be grateful. He needs to be grateful. See what Allah has given me. I'm too grateful about that. So وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ. And Allah says of that, لَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلِيهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ. See, that was Shaitan's opinion, his view. And he found it right. That you're not grateful. So, for the favor of Allah Ta'ala, even as we're sitting here in Etikaf, then think about the favors of Allah Ta'ala. That the multitudes of people, billions of people, Allah gave you Iman. Right? Then with Iman, he blessed you with keeping Roza. Then he blessed you with life. Right? Then he blessed you with sitting in his house. Right? Then he blessed us. Right? To be in ibadah. He blessed us that we don't have to stress about the food, etc., within this period. See, it's within this period, yeah? Do we need to stress about food and all that? Everything's arranged. Or do we think of these things as favors of Allah? Obviously, you know, we came here, so the food must come. And why the food is not like? Do we think right? So this heart, that heart that shows gratitude, tongue that remembers Allah Ta'ala, that hath that shows gratitude at any given time. See, Iman has got two parts, right? One is sabr, one is shukr. Difficulty is sabr, right? Things will come just now. So let me just be calm, collected. I don't need to get excited. I don't need to get distressed. I don't need to get depressed. Things are happening. Inshallah, things will come up. Why must I get depressed and distressed? So it's got two sides. One side of it is sabr, difficulty, heart, hardship, etc. Right? And the other side of it is shukr, favorable conditions, what you would like, what you would expect, all things are coming. So it's a deep-rooted shukr. It's not just verbal shukr, deep-rooted. How much of shukr? Sometimes I think, really, we all short of shukr. Give us that rosy with izzat, right? With izzat, with respect. We didn't have to stretch our hands, we didn't have to go beg, right? So with izzat he gave us rosy, right? You could have turned the things around, like how a lot of people know. they have to lose their respect, their reputation, etc., just for some wealth. So he blessed us, and he blessed us with rosy with izzat. How much of gratitude, how much of thankfulness should Then after that, he gave us the ability to enjoy that food. Right. See, you got that wealth, but you don't know how to prepare that food. But the wife doesn't know. She's PhD, but she doesn't have the certificate for the kitchen. You know, one person here, she came here for Jummah. Right? We think these are small favors. So, he used to come here for Jummah, living in Overwood. So I asked him, how's it? I knew him, many years I knew him. How's everything? He said, I got all the money in the world, but no happiness. Why? Wife doesn't know how to cook. She's ordering from here, ordering from that side. You know, what satisfaction it will bring to me if it was prepared at home and it was served to me? Yeah, she can't prepare one single meal. She's very educated, she got this type of qualification and that qualification. But to serve me one meal, now we're getting all these things on the plate, literally. Yeah. We're getting on the plate, preparing it, and then spoiling us of that. After they prepare that thing so well, and then at the end they ask, how you found it? See? Doesn't it happen? And then when it's prepared also, it's prepared, then the dastarkhan is laid like, you know, Mr. Khan is on the dastarkhan. How they do it? You know, how well it's laid down? Right? How well it's laid down? And then if there's a delay, hey, come quickly, it's hot now, the simple just came out from that. Come now. As though you did them a favor. So, you know, you look at it, it's a favor within a favor. It's a favor within a favor. And we don't show that level of appreciation. Allah Pak put that love into that wife, that she serves you like this, like a khadim. And your satisfaction is happiness. Who did this thing? Did we ever compliment them? Say, hey, today is too much, man. Today, too much. Too great. Do we say that? Do we do something? Allah Pak likes this. وَلَا تَجِدْ وَأَكْثَرُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You thank people that were in the link to the culmination. They were on the link, right? They linked up in culminating in whatever it was. But do we thank them? Do we thank Allah Ta'ala? We know how to complain, we know how to grumble. But how to thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, do we ever do it? Then, see, he created the taste in the tongue, right? Isn't that a favor? He gave you teeth, etc., that you can chew that thing, enjoy the thing very well. Whether it's braai, whether it is steak, whatever, but you can enjoy the thing. But imagine you have no teeth, you have no taste. Then, everybody is enjoying, but you can't enjoy. Then he gave you health, you can eat it well, right? Then, apart from that, then he gave you the stomach, the ability to digest it right. Right? Then after the digestion, then he gave you that digestion, that ability to recognize and identify, alright. This is good, it's going to be useful. Let the body take it on. It's changed into blood, then blood into energy, and then supplied to the entire body. Who did this? And then the system is identifying the waste, right? And it's separating the waste. The good is being separated from waste, and Allah creates an exit after that. I say, is there any limit to the sugar? We'll have to say, La usi sana'an alayk. Allah Ta'ala, I can't thank you. I can't thank you enough. And you should be crying in tears. Not crying that the business is not doing well, that's a stupid thing. All the years that you've been enjoying, that was nothing. So he says, this is the first thing that the second thing that I think about. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهُ. And the third verse that I think about, مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala has undertaken, He has taken on rosy upon Himself. He's going to provide. He's taking it upon himself. He's going to provide rosy. Mami dabbati filam. One Imam Sahab, he saw a guest. And the guest is there some days in the masjid. So he's prompted to tell the guest, you know, you must do something for a living. Can't carry on like this. He's just sitting in the masjid here and you're not doing anything. So the guest tried to brush him aside, but he's persisting. So the Imam said, you see, there's a Jew's shop there, right? And I've given him an amount, and he's promised to bring me food every day, bread and whatever other. He's promised to bring it every day. Oh, the Imam says, oh, then it's all right, there's not a problem. So this guest tells the Imam, you know, you rather repeat your namaz. I got doubts about your iman. The Jew's promise is so great to you. Allah Pak's promise that مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. He's promised that He'll supply the rosy. That means nothing to you. See, I say everything is revolving around that iman. That iman has to be strengthened. When that is strengthened, everything falls in place. And that is not strengthened, then you do what you want, but nothing can work out. This is going to collapse today, tomorrow. That is going to collapse the next day. Something else is going to fall down. So he says that the third thing that the third verse that I recite. And the last verse that I recite, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ أُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Today there was a hurdle, there was a difficulty. There was no light. Now Allah gave the light. Isn't it? So it's just all about anticipating, hoping in Allah. Alright, a few days there's no light. But now Allah brought the light again. سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ أُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After the patch of difficulty, goodness will come. Don't you see? For so many years we enjoyed the light, right? Now, that 1 week that we went through without light, say, no lights here, what's going to happen to the food, what's going to happen to all the savories and the meat? Should we be grumbling about it? Think about all the years that you enjoyed at the hands of Allah. Bilal radiallahu anhu is a black Abyssinian. He is the only person, non-Nabi, whose advice is spoken about in the Quran Sharif. He's the only black, only person. No non-Nabi advice has been collected in the Quran Sharif. Besides Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Luqman al-Islam. So, but what was the salient feature that brought him there? He's the only person, Hazrat Luqman al-Islam, a surah is revealed, named after him. He's the only person that whose advice, a non-Nabi whose advice is recorded in the Quran Sharia. What was the salient feature? So the salient feature was his shukr. I don't look at wrong things. It's being ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. I don't look at wrong things. I don't listen to wrong things. I don't speak about wrong things. I don't want to be ungrateful. Can't be a namakara. I want to be grateful to Allah Ta'ala with my eyes, with my ears, with my tongue. Even with my heart, I want to be grateful to Allah Ta'ala. So before he was a slave. Now, that's irrelevant. Look, the achievement. His name on surah is coming, that is going to be recited right till the end. No khatam is complete without reading the surah. The Quran Sharif is not complete. So, the days that he was a slave, the boss asked him, or get that fruit or something, right? He got whatever it was. So, Luqman al-Islam is there, and the boss sliced it, gave him a piece. And he ate it with a lot of relish. So the boss is thinking, it's right, first let him taste, so I'll know what it is like, that I can enjoy afterwards. But he's eating with so much of relish, the boss can't now resist. Give me. You know, his phone is so bitter that he'll spit it out. But Luqman, you're eating it with so much of relish. Now look at that answer again. See that grateful. Your gratitude, that gratitude brings you wisdom. When your heart is grateful. Right? So, his eyes are grateful, not looking at wrong. Allah Pak bless me. How can I do this? How can I displease him? I'm not sure. I'm not being grateful. Allah Pak bless this. How can I be ungrateful? Allah Pak bless the mouth, the tongue, right? How can I be ungrateful to him? He blessed the heart as well. How can I show? So when you think of Allah Ta'ala, then the level of gratitude comes in. That comes in, then iman comes out. So now his boss is asking, but it's so bitter, you know, I couldn't even take one thing. I had to spit it out. So he asked, look at that answer. See, that gratitude brings about iman. That gratitude brings about wisdom. You become a wise person, you become an intelligent person. He says, that hand that I enjoyed millions of favors, now one day mistakenly something came that was bitter. I said, pull up my face. How can I do that? The millions of favors that I enjoyed at his hand, now one thing came that was not to my satisfaction. I said, pull up my face. I must think about the millions of favors that I enjoyed and I'm always enjoying. Love of the